This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, the men and women out there in the 18-wheelers getting the job done, and a special shout-out to all the first responders down there in Surfside, Florida, down there South Miami Beach, with the search and recovery operation going on down there, rescue operation. Godspeed. You've got some serious work that you're doing, and we're thinking about you. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, either. Take advantage of the different savings that are over there for you. And don't forget that we broadcast at night all across the country, and our satellite signal also can be heard all around the world. Now, joining us right now from the great state of California, we've got the one, the only, the informidable, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hello, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Everybody went home.
Yes, well, it's late for them now.
Yeah, everybody went home. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Sure thing.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, folks, there's always somebody on the other side of the aisle that's going to try to make hay in a situation, in a tragedy, when they shouldn't even open their mouth. And one of them was an NBC MSNBC commentator, Joshua Johnson, who said something on Meet the Press was really quite beneath the dignity of anybody. Did you hear it, Kyle?
I think I did. Yeah, tell me again what it was. It was talking about I think having to do with the building of the buildings back about 40 years ago in Florida.
He said, "Well, first of all, now we'll get some infrastructure out of this after the building collapsed." That's the first thing he said, which is really stupid. And the second thing was he inferred that, well, you know, the Republicans apparently had allowed some, perhaps some substandard things to take place because of the report they'd had and all that, without even thinking about the fact that the building was 40 years old, number one, and back in the day when this was built, Florida was a Democratic state.
Well, that's right. Yeah, we're talking 40 years ago. And, you know, unfortunately, Captain, obviously this person is trying to make some kind of hay here. But to jump to these kinds of conclusions this early on demonstrably.
We just debunked it, we threw it back on him because this was a Democratic situation going on then.
Well, exactly right. And so what the American people have a specific distaste for people who want to capitalize on tragedy like this. Even to mention, well, we'll get some infrastructure now. Well, certainly people are going to be talking about this. They're looking at the age of these kinds of buildings and so forth already. Mm-hmm. But to put it in that context is a very bad thing to do.
Well, let me ask you a question. Yesterday, California came out, and I guess it was the governor, Gavin Newsom. He banned travel to Florida. Now, what does that mean? He banned aircraft flights from California to Florida, trains from California to Florida. People can't leave the border and say they're going to Florida because they'll be turned around at the Arizona line. I mean, what's all this mean?
Well, no, you can still travel outside of California, however you want, at least still at this point. But what he's talking about is state travel that would be paid for by the state of California, going to states like, in this case, like Florida, for example.
And four other states.
That's right. North Dakota, Montana, West Virginia, and Arkansas as well.
Why is this?
Well, they believe that those states have laws that discriminate against members of the LGBTQ community, according to the state attorney general here. But there are some exceptions, I believe, if they're going there to obtain funding for something or to enforce California law. This is just another one of those things from California, evidently.
Well, if you think any of those states that you just mentioned are going to conform to California, you're out of your mind.
Well, that's very true, very true. But again, a lot of this too seems to be that, you know, another kind of virtue signaling, especially at a time when the California governor is going to be embattled in a recall, and they're literally pulling out all the stops trying to fight this thing.
And not to discount your state or to say anything bad, but I'm just going to state the facts. How is that working out for all the folks in California right now?
Well, not good for California.
Which is people, why you're recalling the governor.
Which is why you're recalling, exactly right.
So for somebody to come out and say, well, we're not going to allow you to travel to these states because they got laws that just aren't the same as ours over whatever it is, and we're just not going to let anybody go. That's asinine.
Well, no, it really is, and also, you know, people are trying to leave California. I saw a story earlier tonight. It was a story about a moving company that evidently absconded in the middle of the night, but the person had to get another mover. It would take a month to get them even scheduled to move them out of the state.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, as we move along here, hour number two. And when we come back, you know, AOC is mouthing off again. We'll tell you what it is she said this time. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years. So it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I think I will take it away. And this portion of the program brought to you by, again, our friends at MyPillow. Talking to Don yesterday, Mike Lindell's administrative assistant. And he's going to be down here Saturday for the event in Sarasota. I hope to get a chance to be able to meet him. It depends on if he can get to where I'm at and if I'm close enough to where he's going to be at. I'm not sure of my exact location yet, just that I'll be in what's going to be called the bullpen, where the press corps is going to be, and I'll be somewhere with the radio row where people are broadcasting, because I'll be doing live call-ins and recording a show while I'm there. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com. Take a look at whatever it is that you want to get there. And to get the deep discounts and the savings, you have to use the promo code. Well, use the promo code Captain. That's all you got to do. Promo code MyPillow.com. Save you a bunch of money. And by the way, if you want to give them a call, check them out. 800-641-5459. 800-641-5459. Again, that's MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Captain, and I guarantee you, you will save a boatload of money on those great Mike Lindell MyPillow products. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us, and you had something you wanted to say?
Well, that's right, Captain. We heard from a listener who's been listening to the show for a long time, and wrote into the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook group just earlier this evening. And this is Lynn in Largo, and we want to welcome her to the group, welcome her to the program. And Captain, she had some very, very kind words for you and for the show and for me as well, and we really appreciate that.
Well, good. Thank you very much, Lynn, and we'll try not to let you down. All right, real quick, I'm going to go to the phone lines because we're going to get 60 seconds with Todd in Tampa. Go for it.
And let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Donald, good to see you over in Ohio, saying what I've been saying for a long time. Okay, you won in a landslide. Everybody knows it. Okay, the bottom line is that the Biden administration is a disaster. Okay, and the media is covering for this clown. You know, the only time the media tells the truth is in sports. You know, our team sucks, or this, that, that. That's the only time you'll see the New York Times or anybody. But Joe Biden is a disaster. The gas prices are going through the roof. Y'all are trying to cover for him. There's no jobs for African Americans. He's a loser. And you clowns are trying to cover for the clown. Bill Gates owns 269 million acres of farmland. Did you know that?
Yep.
Did you know that?
I did.
Okay. I know you did, but nobody else does. Okay. There's 2 million people listening on this radio station. Where's the other 318 million? Okay. It's a disaster. Do you care about your country? They want to defund the cops. They don't like our military. They hate you, the American people. They hate you, okay? And then they're going to try and tell you you're racist if you're a Trump supporter. No, no, no. You're racist if you're a Democrat because you're anti-American, you're anti-family, you're anti-God, you're anti-cops, you're anti-everything. You have to be a hater to be a Democrat. That's how it is. And your policies suck. Donald, toughen up, okay? And when you get up there, say, what do blacks have to lose? You have to lose everything because your gas prices are going through the roof because you got total incompetence in the White House. Now stand up and toughen up, Donald. I've been to 9 Trump rallies. I can get up there and do a Trump rally better than Donald Trump. I don't need no teleprompter, no notes, no nothing. Now stand up for our country, stand up for our cops, and more importantly, stand up for our Lord and Savior. And that goes to you preachers who are sitting on the bench. I hate to see you on Judgment Day before the Lord. Let's get to work and save the country.
Peace. All right, thank you. And that's Todd in Tampa. He got about 75 seconds there, Kyle, so he went over his limit.
He did a little bit, yep.
All right, now, and we still got plenty of stuff to talk about. All right, well, AOC has mocked the ordinary people speaking out about big city crime as being hysterical over the rise in crime. Really? Really?
Yeah, there's a hysteria that's going on. You know, I heard her say that, Captain, and I really was taken aback by it. I'm not surprised because obviously she's trying to create a separate narrative because they see how bad it really is in reality. And then to say that, well, there's context here, that also doesn't fly. We don't need any context as to why these murders and violent crime is spiking so badly.
Well, we know why we're getting these crazy statements from her now, because she's going to a shrink because of the terrible PTSD that she suffers from because of the January 6th incident where she wasn't even in the building.
Right, and she felt like she was in war.
She was in a building next door.
That's right.
Hiding in a closet.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, of course, again, it's an angle. It's just an angle, and she's, you know, pretty adept at doing this, evidently. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to fly out there across the highways and byways. People can look around. They know exactly why crime is jumping.
Yep. Now, Mitch McConnell has blasted the Dems for their infrastructure strategy, accusing Chuck Boy Schumer and Nancy Pelosi of holding a bipartisan deal hostage right now, putting pressure on people to try to get them to vote a certain way by threatening with committee assignments and this, that, and the other and all that stuff, correct?
Well, that's right. Now, of course, they've come to a basic agreement, right, on infrastructure, but then the president says, well, you know, I'm not going to sign this bill unless I get a second bill that deals with climate change and stuff like that. And then that caused a huge brouhaha that he was threatening a veto. And the White House really had to walk that back, saying, well, no, it's not. He's not threatening to veto it. He said, you know, because the president said he just wouldn't sign the infrastructure bill unless he got this other bill. And this is what McConnell's talking about as well, that, you know, suddenly now you can't put that in tandem with the infrastructure bill. It's just not going to work that way. But it does show, Captain, that especially the president himself has gone off again, off script, and caused a major problem. And the media, of course, did its dutiful job pretty much in trying to cover for him on that.
Well, Joe Manchin is getting big pressure right now to oppose the Biden Bureau of Land Management nominee, who has been linked to an eco-terrorist plot, amongst other things.
Well, that's right. That was back in 1999, where she, evidently she was part of a tree spiking plot that was going on at that time. And she also has in the past urged population control to protect the environment.
This
was
I heard.
Part of her graduate thesis. You know, and it's this kind of stuff that is just, you know, way out in the ozone layer somewhere, and not really the best candidate, maybe to be in charge of the Bureau of Land Management. So yes,
you think?
So you got about 15 Republicans who sent a letter to Joe Manchin asking him to oppose this nominee.
Yeah. By the way, Tucker Carlson gave a special report last night. I saw part of it. It was pretty interesting on abolishing the suburbs. That's a major part of Biden's administration's infrastructure plan. They want to go out there in the suburbs where people live on quarter-acre plots or acre plots of land and fill it all in and build these Section 8 housing in there, allow the people to get out and smell the air in the country and this, that, and the other, all this other nonsense, and just ruin the communities that we've got out there. That's what the initial plan is coming from the Biden administration. Now, again, that's all part of socialism and what they do in Europe.
Well, sure. Well, and of course, it's the idea that, you know, you're going to have a central planner. You're going to have the government tell you, you know, not only where you're going to live to a great degree, but actually who's going to live right next to you. And it takes away the freedom that people have. I'm not talking about.
Well, it does away with the zoning and whatnot, because they want to go to single tier zoning where one size fits all.
Well, exactly right. And everybody should be happy with a 600-square-foot living dwelling unit or something like that. You know, Captain, it's just that there's nothing that goes too far for the Democrat Party elite who are trying to bring in this kind of stuff. And yes, let's call it what it is. I mean, this is the kind of stuff you see in communist countries or socialism like you're talking about, where it's not really your land anymore. No, we'll just, you know, we're going to take it by eminent domain and build a housing unit next to you or something, because it's best for everybody. It's that kind of thing that just, it goes against the American way at every turn.
So are you ready for this?
Yep.
A Democratic congressman in New York City who supports defunding the police and has come out and vocally said so, has requested the police detail to protect him at his home because of the threats that he's been getting. And the police gave him permission to have the escort and the police around his home. So, guess what? He wants the police defunded, but yet they're guarding him at his house in New York City.
Wow.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello. I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback, and they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps as restrictions come to an end and you get back to work. Do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has introduced a bill to establish a select committee to investigate the January 6th riots. The measure would establish a 13-person committee with 5 members being appointed by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. The Speaker is also considering including a Republican member among her 8 appointees to the committee. The framework could come to the floor for a vote as soon as Wednesday. U.S. troops in Syria came under fire again on Monday as a number of rocket attacks were launched at an oil field in eastern Syria controlled by U.S.-backed forces. A military spokesman said no U.S. personnel were injured and that any damage was still being evaluated. The attacks haven't been attributed to any group yet. It comes a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes at facilities of an Iranian-backed militia in response to a number of drone attacks on U.S. facilities in the area. And a 3.9 magnitude earthquake has struck near San Francisco. There were no immediate reports of any damage or injuries. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, you can. And in the meantime, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Geico Insurance. That's because I've had Geico Insurance for a little bit more than 18 years now. Just checked it out, and I just did another cost comparison to see if they were doing me right, and they are. And I'm very happy with the rate that I get there. It's a discount that I've had over a number of years. And let's see. Knock on wood, I get a 10% discount for being a safe driver every year, too. Now, Geico's been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, as they insure over 21 million drivers, including me. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for almost anything you own. The car you drive, the truck you drive, maybe you got a motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they can also insure your house, your apartment, or your condo. Now, if you bundled your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance with your automobile insurance, you'll save a bunch of money. That's the way to do it, if at all possible. So you got to go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check it out and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Question. Should Gwen Berry, the Olympic hammer thrower who snubbed the USA flag yesterday, be tossed off the U.S. Olympic team? Yes or no?
Well, I think that she probably should be because of her behavior on that, yes.
Well, I agree with you. And here's let me just ask everybody this question, answer it any way you want. What would any other country do if one of their people did something like this?
Well, I think that they'd be gone. Yeah, absolutely.
Russia would take them and lock them in a closet, and they'd stay there till the end of the games.
Probably so. Yeah.
So would Cuba. So would Iran. So would Great Britain would pull them from the stage and wouldn't let them back out again.
Well, exactly.
They
just
would because they embarrass their country.
Precisely. Now here's the interesting thing, because the White House, now Jen Psaki, talked about that she hadn't talked to the president specifically about what Gwen Berry did during the anthem. And by the way, it's important to note that it wasn't that it was being played specifically for their event. It's played once a day, evidently, and I think she was taken by surprise, quote-unquote, or something, that she didn't know it was going to be played then. So she didn't know what to do, so she put her T-shirt that says Activist Athlete over her head.
Well, wasn't it the award ceremony where they had one, two, three people up there on the stage for awards, and they play the national anthem when they do the awards?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, but it's not played for every medal ceremony, from what I understand. But at any rate, she did this act, basically. And so Jen Psaki says, well, the president thinks that, you know, part of living in our country means recognizing, there are moments that, as a country, we haven't lived up to our highest ideals, is what she's talking about.
What an answer.
Exactly. But here's the thing. You're representing the United States of America. You're playing for the team. You want to go. You're going to the Olympics, and there's a time and place for everything. This is simply not the time or the place for that. And the fact that she showed disrespect in that regard, I think, is very, very concerning, and it's very, very sad, because everything now is fair game. Every single situation, you can just stand up and be mad and say what you think about that, which is fine. We have freedom of speech. But there's also an idea of decorum and getting your message out in such a way that it's actually more edifying and not this kind of dividing stuff. It's really something.
Now, Florida Senate Democratic hopeful Congresswoman Val Demings out of the Orlando area, former Orlando police chief, says it's time to get rid of the filibuster because it threatens the very freedoms of every American. Really?
Well, no, that's the opposite. She's talking about the opposite, right? The filibuster is there actually to help protect the minority.
That's right.
And if you're able to sort of sweep that away, well, then it, you know what it becomes, and Star Wars fans will love this, that it just becomes the Imperial Senate at that point.
Yeah, because the minority will never have another word to say.
Exactly right.
And we mentioned this a little bit earlier, but I'm going to repeat it with a little twist to it. CNN's The Lead host, Jake Tapper, has shed 75% of his audience since January. Meanwhile, that's only second only to Little fat boy there, Brian Stetler, who's lost over 80% of his audience, and both of them are complaining, and Brian Stetler is now saying things about Sean Hannity last night. He said again that Sean Hannity is spreading poison.
But that's like an indicator that, hey, things aren't going very well for us over here. We better say something so inflammatory that, you know, people will start up to take notice again or something. So that, I think, speaks volumes.
The poison is coming from Stetler.
Well, yeah, and also, I mean, it was the anti-Donald Trump network, and now they don't really have a lot. Well, of course it is. Yeah, philosophically, but they were every single day was covering Trump, and now there's nothing to cover, and they can't go cover Biden the way they covered Trump because that's outside of their job description on that.
Now, you had the vaccine, is that right?
I sure have. Yeah.
Which one did you get?
I got the Moderna vaccine.
All right. Well, a new study is now showing that the protection that you got from either the Pfizer or the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine may last for several years, unlike the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which they're now saying they're going to have a booster next year.
Well, that's right. Yeah, the Johnson & Johnson, known as the one-and-done, basically. So I think that's really what goes into all of this, and this is the reason for that. And unfortunately, we've seen issues with AstraZeneca, some questions about Johnson & Johnson and so forth, but I think a lot of people are gratified with the idea that they would not necessarily have to have a booster shot for some time.
Now, the Manhattan District Attorney, Cyrus Vance Jr., reportedly has said that there are no current plans to charge former President Donald Trump with anything because they found nothing to charge him with. But being as how he hired people to get things done, being as how some people did things that may have caused them to not report the taxes accurately on themselves, they may, in fact, be in trouble, and one or two of his people may be getting charged with state income tax evasion.
Yes, that's very possible. But in terms of Donald Trump himself, that's right. They are not going to charging him. Now, you know, talk about a chorus from the left. You're going to hear a lot of people get very upset about this because this was one of the surefire things that they thought would help to really put the kibosh on Donald Trump ever running again, or at least being influential if they could get him under some kind of criminal charges.
He's not that stupid.
No. Well, he's shown that time and time again.
Yeah.
And I think the left, and especially in the media, they just blows them away. They have no idea how to handle all that.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen, but we did have the United States go after three targets, two in Syria, one in Iraq, where the Iranian-backed militias were using it to fire rockets at American forces where they were stationed, billeted, if you will. And we went after them. And then last night, they turned around and went back after us with another rocket attack. Not sure, but I would think the U.S. is gearing up again to go after these people.
Well, exactly. And basically, you know, as President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief has that obligation to protect American forces and to respond where necessary. But what's happening between now the Democrats, who presumably are, you know, all supportive of Joe Biden, they're starting to talk about the idea of the War Powers Act and these kinds of things, and looking to maybe curtail the ability of a commander-in-chief, any commander-in-chief, to respond in these kinds of situations. They're worried about starting up some kind of war, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
And by the way, congratulations to the Tampa Bay Lightnings. A great win, game number one of the Stanley Cup Finals over the Montreal Canadiens. They win their game 5-1.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with Kyle Warren.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun?
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey-ho, Captain, it's Melvin out here in my bass boat. Hey, you know, maybe you can help me with something. You know, I was out here fishing a little bit earlier, and, you know, this girl comes pulling up next to me in a little Boston Whaler selling Vienna hot dogs. She was in a nice little bathing suit and everything, but anyway, I got a couple of hot dogs from her, and she took off with my $20 and told me she'd bring my change back about 2 hours later. I ain't seen her. I can't explain that to my wife. You know, looks like I got a nibble on a big one. I gotta let you go there, Captain. Have a good day.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like a bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, are we gonna do what they say can't be done?
it. And that's Jerry Reed, in case you didn't know. Old Fred's on the front seat if you're looking for him. And Bandit's up front along with Frog. And the old sheriff is chasing him down the road somewhere. By the way, I always thought that that movie series was going to come back with some different characters, but I guess not. But we'll just have to wait and see. It's early yet. All right, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by our friends over at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Now, I'm going to read this statement, then I'm going to hand it over to Kyle. Unprecedented heat will shift into interior sections of the Northwest with record-shattering temperatures persisting for much of the week, and also a stalled front will pose a threat of flash flooding that will linger through the midweek from the Midwest into the Southern Plains. Now, Tropical Storm Danny is now Tropical Depression Danny, and it's pretty much stalled in South Carolina from Columbia over towards Augusta. That's where it's at right now, and not moving hardly at all. Lots of rain coming in with that. Now, it's going to bring a bunch of rainfall to the southeast, and there's still some winds along the coast, along the Atlantic coast there, South Carolina, but they will dissipate here between now and daylight. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we continue to see those triple digits in the Pacific Northwest area. A lot of people, obviously, that are living in the region that are simply not used to this kind of record-breaking heat, talking about 116 degrees, 117 degrees in some places. And, of course, at this time of the year, you should be looking at about, mid-70s, somewhere in there. So it tells you just how much of a change this is. So excessive heat warnings continuing through Washington State, all through Oregon, northern and southern Idaho, also western Montana and parts of northern Montana under heat advisories. This is going to be in the Great Falls area, north of Helena, and also encompassing Missoula, Montana. Down in northern Nevada, we've also got excessive heat warnings there. This bleeds over into northern California, central California as well with heat warnings, and also could be some thunderstorms in the mountain and high desert areas of Southern California. So if you're traveling in that area, you may encounter that at some point over the next day or so. In New Mexico, flash flood watch covering the entire southern part of the state, about half the state of New Mexico, and you're going to have some heavy rain involved in that, so be very careful there. I-25 as well in the Roswell area as well, Clovis, New Mexico, also down to Carlsbad, Alamogordo, Las Cruces, all over the southern part of New Mexico tonight.
Yep, and El Paso, I-10 out east over towards Fort Stockton and onto the Mexican border. Rain there as well as some flash flood warnings. And then about Wichita Falls is where the rain picks up again, and then it does a 45-degree angle all the way across Oklahoma, which takes you right across through Oklahoma City and up through Tulsa. You've already got flood warnings up around Oklahoma City right now. Matter of fact, this is pretty close to I-35 part of it. So keep your eyes there. You've got flash flood watches in the southeastern corner of Kansas tonight, and that covers, let's see, Emporia, and also it just kind of sideswipes Kansas City. And then up on I-70 going east, you've got some flood watches going on towards Columbia, South Carolina, which, of course, is up on I-70, and then it angles up out of Columbia up into the southeastern corner of Iowa, covers Bettendorf and the Quad Cities, goes across the western third and northern third of Illinois towards Chicago, right along the Illinois border with Wisconsin, and then just on the border with Indiana and Illinois right now. Now, also, the storm, Tropical Depression Danny, has pretty much stalled right now around Columbia, and the rain is situated around Columbia, South Carolina, over to Augusta, Georgia. That's I-20, and it's staying in that area and has been for the last couple of hours. It'll probably move once daylight comes along. Then we've got some high heat advisories up in upstate New York, Binghamton to Syracuse to Watertown, and then Buffalo to Rochester to Syracuse to Utica to Albany, and then up and down Poughkeepsie to New York City to Philadelphia to Trenton, on down towards Allentown, Pennsylvania, and the northern part of Jersey, and all of Connecticut is under a heat advisory today. Temperatures well up into the 90s. Also Rhode Island, also Massachusetts, also the southern half of New Hampshire, and all the way up Maine to Bangor, Maine. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him being with us. And right now we're going to go to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Understand that the Iranian-backed militias have fired back after they got struck by an airstrike yesterday at our military bases again. Is that true?
Yes.
Any substantial damage or injuries?
No.
So all they did was lob a bunch of missiles at us again.
Well, it puts us, you know, in a different kind of threat matrix. But the bigger question is, this should be a time that the Biden administration fully stops all discussions with Iran, back door or front door on the reconstituting the joint comprehensive plan of action, the nuclear deal.
Yeah.
We
shouldn't be talking to them at all under this circumstance. Nope.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
Cut off any aid, anything that we're doing for them. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to do it, are we?
Didn't seem so.
No. They just want to hand them the farm. And by the way, it makes you wonder what the heck is going on with the Afghanis that are over there with their dilemma with the Taliban, because the Taliban is firing things up too over there. They haven't slowed down at all.
No.
So what do we do now, Coach? We're committed to
leave. I would say that somebody really needed to get serious about, you know, conflicts with terror operations. We haven't been serious since late in the Bush administration, when everybody decided that we were going to change up the rules of engagement. We weren't going to be in military hostilities anymore. We were only going to be in the train and advise. That just hasn't worked out.
Well, Ben Dominic last night was filling in for Laura Ingraham, and he just lambasted General Milley like you would.
Oh, I heard it.
Yep, I saw the whole thing, and I sat there and I went, whoa, boy. Can't wait to see what the end result's going to be of that. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Again, I hope you're having a great day where you're at. If you're up there in South Carolina or Georgia, for a little while it looked like you might get some rain around Atlanta, but so far that's kind of doubtful. We'll see where this thing goes. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere as Tropical Depression Danny heads towards you.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.